Platoon attach, ha! Rank haste! For word, hark! It's time once more to speak your mind.
It's time once more to speak your mind.
On in your show will all unwind.
On in your show will all unwind.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound in.
3, 4.
Bring it on down.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. 3, 4.
He'll nail Roy Patton, ACLU.
He'll nail Roy Patton, ACLU.
Pro-aborts and homos too.
Pro-aborts and homos too.
Talk to Bob on the number one show.
Talk to Bob on the number one show.
761-1550.
761-1550.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound again.
3, 4.
Bring it on down.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're right. You're right.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and we dug that up from the archives.
Yeah, from the old days. And why did you guys replace our opening music with that old opening from the early days of Bob Enyart Live?
Because the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff embarrassed himself today.
Oh, yeah.
He has
about homosexuals
regarding
in the military,
regarding the infamous "don't ask, don't tell" policy. Not only the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Bob.
Yeah,
but the Defense Secretary Robert Gates had to stand there right beside him while he gave what the newspapers call an impassioned plea to lift the "don't ask, don't tell" policy, and not to lift it and then keep the homos out of the military, but
no.
To lift it and to allow all the fairies to serve openly.
Well, this is such
put
a tragedy.
Flowers in the barrels of their guns and decorate the barracks.
Green berets and negligees.
Oh, it's just embarrassing.
It's
sad
gross.
To think about
so,
what's happened.
But here's the problem. If you hate your neighbor, you're going to make him think it's okay to be a homosexual.
To practice a lifestyle that is deadly.
Deadly, immoral, emotionally destructive, spiritually rebellious against God, who made us male and female. I mean, talk about putting everything upside down.
Yeah.
God made us male and female. If you believe that today, it's called hate speech.
That's right.
And it's important for us to continue to try to stigmatize homosexual behavior so that your young kids out there in the audience, so that your young kids don't grow up to be homosexuals, to experiment with bisexuality, lesbianism, and so on.
And destroy their lives.
Destroy their lives. You know, in this country,
destroy their relationship with God.
Yeah, that's right. It causes rebellion against God because, as Jesus Christ said, he made them male and female.
Yeah.
Male and female.
Yeah, and as the Secretary of the Navy said when I was in the service, you're supposed to care about your buddy in the foxhole. You're supposed to take care of your buddy in the barracks. You're supposed to keep your buddy out of trouble. You're not supposed to let your buddy start practicing deviant acts and just destroying himself.
Yeah, that's right.
But now it's celebrated. Listen, now, Bob, what's really got me upset here is that you know, we would expect that the Democrats and the current administration and all their minions would be supporting of lifting the don't ask, don't tell policy, of having homosexuals serve openly and freely and gaily in the military.
Right.
That's what we would expect from the Democrats.
Yeah.
My problem is the Republicans, Bob. The Republicans who are opposing this presentation given.
It's such a fraud.
They're not saying keep homos out of the military. They're saying let's keep the don't ask, don't tell policy.
It was George Bush who first brought the homosexuals into the White House, first ever, before Bill Clinton.
George H.W.
Yeah.
Bush, the first.
Right, with Dan Quayle.
Right. Oh, man.
It was the Bush-Quayle administration.
I remember that.
That honored homosexuals. This was back when homosexuality was still recognized by the vast majority of Americans as a sexual sin, immorality.
Yeah, deviancy, a perversion.
A perversion that you certainly don't wish upon your child, your grandchild.
Right.
And in America, since we have decriminalized homosexuality, you know, homosexuality, the lifestyle is so destructive. And they say, well, that's because homosexuals are mocked. What, on one show? On Bob Enyart Live?
I can't. How about
This is it.
If you want to hear the homosexual lifestyle mocked and stigmatized,
you've got to tune into Bob Enyart Live right here. But that's about it.
That's
if you go to network television, It's Christians that are mocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If there's a child molester, it's a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Homosexuals, I mean, for 15, 20 years, homosexuals were the epitome of honesty, truth, integrity, and faithfulness in Hollywood, in movies, and on TV.
Yeah, that's the way it's become.
Once homosexuals started to be the bad guys, now they are occasionally.
Yeah.
That showed how solidly entrenched and how much the homosexual community is prevailing in public policy and in the culture war.
Yeah, exactly. And exemplified perfectly by the Republican Party, who now
saying we want homosexuals in the military, just don't tell anybody.
They're supposedly the conservatives.
It's so unworkable, Doug. It's so absolutely unworkable. So now we have the top uniformed officer in the military, and is that a green beret and a negligee? I'm not sure.
Well,
green berets and negligees. They're saying that we want homosexuals to serve openly in the military. It's tragic. Because if you love your neighbor, you'll remind him that God made us male and female.
Okay, Bob, the whole topic is making me sick. I want to talk about personhood.
Oh, well, we've got big news.
I want to talk about something that we can get fired up about.
Now, there was the Mississippi sponsor of their personhood amendment was in a state senator's office.
Mississippi, let's try to get Mississippi on the phone right now because there's some big news out of Mississippi that I want the people in Colorado to know about.
Doug, they had a press conference today, very significant development down in Mississippi, and they've been – our producer's been – do you got Les Riley
Smile
on?
And dial. There
they
you
got,
go.
They got Les Riley on. All right, Les Riley, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're on with Doug McBurney, and we're here in Denver on the 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT. Les, you are the co-sponsor, or you're the sponsor of Mississippi's Personhood Amendment. Could you us about the press conference today?
Well, we held a press conference today. We filed a lawsuit in federal court against our Attorney General and Secretary of State in their official capacity because their interpretation of the law is robbing a lot of people in our state of their free speech rights. Mm. What it boils down to is the Secretary of State operating under an Attorney General's opinion that says we have until February 12th to turn in certified signatures. We've got to get all of our signatures certified at the county courthouse before we turn them in.
Let's see if we could understand that, because that's about the same deadline as we have here in Colorado.
Yeah,
that's right.
We got to get our signatures in, and we're going gangbusters to do just that. But you guys, the law is different there in Mississippi. When you turn them in as you're getting them, the county the county clerks, they certify the signatures, right?
That's right. And our mutual friend Keith Mason was with us today, and he said he researched it and said Mississippi was the hardest state in the country to do the constitutional amendment on the ballot because of things just like this. Every signature has got to be certified at the county courthouse. The law gives us until February 12th, or February 13th, to turn the to collect signatures.
To get your to get your signatures in, you got till February 12th. So what are they saying now?
Well, what they're saying is that we have to get all the signatures certified before February 12th, before we turn them in.
Now,
the law says we have until February 12th to collect.
Right. The law does not say that the county clerks have to certify the signatures. That's your deadline for turning in the signatures. And the state attorney general, what gall he has to try to pull this power play to manipulate and intimidate Christians to stop us from getting the government to advocate the right to life of the unborn child, to acknowledge that right. So, Les, how long does it take a county to certify signatures?
It all depends on the county, and what's really troubling about it is we've had counties take as many as 2 months to certify a batch of signatures.
Oh.
And then when we start putting pressure on them, you know, so obviously if we turn in some this week, they're not going to get certified.
Yeah.
Well, if we start putting pressure on them, they rush through them, and our turndown rate goes from about 20% to about 40 or 60%.
Wow.
And so it's kind of a two-edged sword. And all we're asking for is for them to follow the law like it says and give the circuit clerks the opportunity to properly certify the signatures and give us the time to properly check them. And just one example, while Steve was getting, our attorney was getting an email from the Attorney General today saying, you know, we're not going to accept this. We're going to fight this case. Well, not only did the Attorney General tell us this is not a free speech issue, and in the Attorney General's mind, petitioning is not a free speech issue, which is utterly ridiculous. But while Steve was getting that email, I get a call from a pastor over in a county east of here. He said, well, I turned some petitions in today, and the courthouse told us their computer's down. They can't get to them right now.
When you say to the county, we need these certified in a hurry, instead of them throwing out one out of five signatures as claiming that they're not valid, they're throwing out two out of five or more.
Yeah.
And when you guys, because they say they're rushed, and so when you guys look at those signatures that they say are invalid, how are they? Do you guys double check against the database?
Yeah, we found in some counties two out of three that they turned down were valid. Some counties three out of four.
As much as three quarters of the ones that the county clerks are rejecting, you guys are going in, checking against the voter registrar list, and showing that these are valid signatures.
Yeah, and another reason why, you know, that we're finding problems and that the court should rule in our favor is initially this county checking them against the active voter rolls, but the law says any registered voter can sign. And so a few months ago, or a month or so ago, the Secretary of State told them to check them against inactive voter rolls, and they made the inactive voter list available to us as well. And so you've got all signatures that you have to go back.
Right.
And you know, they're saying, well, you can sue after the fact, but the fact is we shouldn't have to sue because the law says we have until February 12th to collect signatures, and we've got until October 6th to turn them in. And that's all we're asking for.
All right.
We're not asking them to change the law, just
Les,
do what the law says.
How many signatures do you guys have so far that you have in hand or have turned in?
We know we've got at least 85,000 out of the 90. We may have over 90 because we've got a lot of churches that have collected signatures and not seen yet.
And how much? So you need 90,000. You've got 85,000 so far. And how many people do you estimate are actively collecting signatures?
Well, we've got over 1,000 registered petitioners. We assume we've got 200 or 300 still actively petitioning, in addition to about 50 churches that haven't turned them in yet, big churches. We're sure the signatures are going to be there, but whether or not we're going to be able to get them in time to get them properly certified is what's at stake here today.
All right.
Well, Les, this is Doug McBurney. I want to let you know that we'll be praying for you, and keep in mind that politics is war by other means, and this is a war, and you have the enemy scared. And that's why they're willing to move heaven and earth to keep you off the ballot in the great state of Mississippi, because it's the great state of Mississippi that may be the first state to acknowledge the personhood of the unborn child, Les.
It very well may be, but Les Riley, do you mind if we up here in Colorado, if we try to beat you guys to that goal, do you mind?
Well, I wouldn't be mad at you.
Well, we're trying, Les.
All right, we'll pray that you guys are first, and you pray that we're first, and we'll try to beat you, and you try to beat us.
That sounds great.
God Amen. Bless you, Les Riley. Thanks for your service to the Lord and the unborn.
Thank you.
All right, what an honor to speak with Les Riley.
For a movement that people in the pro-life industry declared fringe, hopeless, they said it couldn't be done.
Yeah.
That's the pro-life industry, people within the supposed pro-life movement who have not yet caught the vision of personhood, for a movement that's so fringe and hopeless, the enemies who advocate abortion sure seem to be concerned about it.
That front and center, the pro-aborts, NARAL, Now, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, they are suing the personhood groups in state after state around the country. That's who they are afraid of. That's exactly
right.
And that's because this is the end game. This is the vision. This is the way to stop child killing in our lifetimes. And the Democrats know it. The Republicans know it. Mm. And this is not a partisan battle.
No way.
Because the Democrats and the Republicans are against this.
Yeah, they're all against
it. So churches, you know how there are a lot of churches that they want to somehow promote a Christian worldview regarding marriage and sexual morality.
They do.
but they really hate being tarnished with the partisan Republican. You guys are just lapdogs for the Republican Party.
Right.
They hate that.
Yeah.
So personhood is their deliverance where they could stand up for the Lord and for the innocent and make a difference in our culture and not be seen as servants of the RNC.
And Bob, the petition drive for the personhood campaign is finishing strong, and we need everyone. Everyone in Colorado to step up for the final week, the deadline to mail in your petition. The drop-dead date is Tuesday, February 9th, to mail in your petition. The address is Post Office Box 486, Arvada, Colorado, 80001, Personhood, Colorado. You can call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394. You can turn in your petition and get another one. Ask Colorado Right to Life for another petition. The petitions are coming in at a steady pace, but we need yours today. Don't wait till the last minute. Send yours in today and get a blank one. Call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394. Mail your petitions on or before Tuesday, February 9th to P.O. Box 486, Arvada, Colorado, 80001. The deadline's upon us, Bob, but Colorado can get it done. Go personhood.
Go personhood, Colorado. Doug, there are 1,000 Christians in the state that have said, I want to help get personhood on the ballot.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God for them, but we need to get the petitions in to the headquarters right here in Arvada, Colorado, Personhood, Colorado.
Before I came into the broadcast today, I stopped at the bank. I went in and I had the young lady there notarize for me, I think, 6 petitions that were partially full. I took those petitions, I dropped them off at the Personhood Colorado office in Arvada, picked up a couple of blanks, went right over to a grocery store and petitioned for about an hour before I came into the studios.
Wow. Did you get any signatures while you were there?
Absolutely. Got signatures, and I never missed a beat.
Mm.
And the folks at Personhood Colorado, they were so happy. I came in with a stack, and they showed me what's been coming in the mail.
Yeah.
So, Bob, all of our encouragements to the people to mail in your petition. Ask for a blank. It's been working. People are sending them in.
It's working. There's no guarantee that we're going to make it on the ballot, but it is looking like with the petitions are coming in, Doug, at such a rate that people are getting really excited.
Yeah, we need a Herculean effort.
This happens. In Mississippi, they have this setup where you got to get your petitions in and get them certified, and you do it county by county, so they have this running tally.
Right.
In Colorado, it's not like that. You give them all in one fell swoop on the day they're due. And so people tend to hold them.
I know I did.
2 years ago, in 2008, people waited till 2 days before, 3 days before, when the petitions came in by the tens of thousands.
Right, right. Avalanche of petitions.
So we are, of course, hoping and praying. And if you don't have a petition, you have until a week from tomorrow, Wednesday.
Right.
A week from tomorrow, next Wednesday. So it's not too late to call Colorado Right to Life. They'll mail you a petition.
Yeah, call them up at 303-753-9394. And for those of you out there with petitions who were listening and you want the address to mail your petition to, P.O. Box 486, Arvada, Colorado, 80001.
Yeah, and truth be told, the address is on the petition.
It's right on the front page, but you have to.
So, we want to encourage people. Let them know. This is easy to do.
It's easy.
You call, you get a petition, and we're going to get to the point where it's going to be too late to mail the petition.
That's right.
So you're going to have to pick one up at one of the petition distribution sites.
Right.
And there are 20 of those around the state.
Yeah.
You go to personhoodcolorado.com.
They'll tell you where.
And look at, on the website, at the distribution centers, call, say, I'm going to come in. It might be a dry cleaner. It might be a farmer. It might be a church, a bookstore.
Right, right.
And somewhere near you. And in fact, Doug, I just got a note that one of my boys is at a store today, right now, a grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
With an adult.
Of course.
Helping. He's holding a sign the pro-life petition, and the
awesome.
Adult is getting the signatures.
Awesome. I was at a church this past weekend. Way to go, Zachary. He's out there working.
Thank you, Zachary.
I'm at a church this past Sunday, had my 2 daughters, 8 years old, 3 years old. I gave them both a sign. Because I had to stay in one place at the church, and whenever I tried to move, they were like, well, sir, we're glad you're here, but we need you to stay right here.
Stay at the table here.
But when I gave my 8-year-old and my 3-year-old signs, they let them walk wherever they wanted to all over the church.
Yeah,
they
because
stayed
they're
within,
so cute. How could you get more cute?
They couldn't tell them that they had to go stand in one place, and all the adults knew to come down to the table.
So they have signs, pro-life petition, and your daughters would say, go sign the petition.
Yep.
And you were mobbed.
We had a feeding frenzy. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's great. So
it's exciting stuff.
It is not too late to get a petition mailed to you. But then it will be too late soon, so you'll have to pick one up.
Yeah.
And even when there's a day left to pick one up, get 5 signatures and get it right in.
Get it in.
Right, because it's absolutely crucial.
The deadline's upon us. And, Bob, there's no magical, mystical thing that's going to happen that's going to put us on the ballot.
No.
You know, the spirit of this is a movement of the Spirit of God, but it's His body. Which is you and I and us on the ground.
Like when Abraham's nephew Lot is kidnapped.
Right.
Remember, Abraham called for a big prayer meeting. And he said, I have a lot of faith, and I know this is God's battle.
I don't recall that went.
If Abraham would have done that and only that, I think God would have whooped him upside the – that's not a word. God would have smacked him upside the head.
And
so
maybe
what did he do?
Abraham, he gathered his strong men and he armed them.
And he went after the kidnappers.
Yeah, he took the battle to the enemy.
Right. So, you know, people say, well, I'm not led. I don't feel led. And I think they have lead in their pants. You need to pray and to love your neighbor.
Yeah.
And love your neighbor doesn't mean just pray for your neighbor.
No.
So you do both.
Yeah.
You pray. You serve the Lord, and you love your neighbor. And when God says, don't kill your child, don't kill your children, it's not only for the child, it's for the parents. Because when the parents kill their kids, their hearts grow even harder against God, their creator.
Yeah.
So God says, don't commit adultery, because people who do destroy their marriage, their family, and they become more rebellious against God.
Mm.
So there are all these complex reasons how disobedience leads people to hell.
Mm.
And so people say, well, that baby, the baby's better off because the parents didn't love the baby. Yeah. Well, what, you only, Christians who say that?
Yeah.
It's like they only care about the baby, not the parents.
Mm. Yeah.
It's so absurd. It's like they care only about the fetus and not about the adults, because the parents are killing their child, and that's helping to cement their hard hearts against God.
And this culture, Bob, you know that once someone participates in abortion, there's an entire mechanism within our culture to harden their hearts against God. They can join the secular humanist culture and become a member of a culture that hates God. So in this culture that reinforces that attitude, what better way to storm the gates of hell and love your neighbor than to work to change the law so that we can work to change the culture?
Yeah. And, hey, Doug, in Germany, when Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who today is honored as a Christian leader, as an author, somebody who loved God, was courageous, was martyred.
Yeah.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was despised by many Christians. He was disfellowshipped. He was kicked out. Church Christian leaders didn't like him because he made them feel uncomfortable, because he said, look, the Nazis are evil. We have to stand up and condemn what they're doing and not tolerate, not support what they're doing. We got to oppose them.
Yeah.
And so who would you rather be like, Dietrich Bonhoeffer or the people he made uncomfortable and those who condemned him? You know, they did not condemn the Nazis. They condemned Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Yeah. So if you want to be recorded as having stood with Dietrich von Bonhoeffer, call your pastor. If you haven't circulated the petition, there's time to get the petition into your hands, into the hands of your pastor.
Ask your pastor to circulate this Sunday.
We just had a church who's been we've been working on them for weeks.
Yeah.
A woman here at the office. A church of 3,000 members says, bring the petition down this weekend.
The petitions down, and we're praying that the pastor from the pulpit will announce, please sign the petition, because we know the pastor, on his heart, he sees abortion as a great Holocaust against children.
Yeah, and he's a leader. And it's up to the leaders to tell the people what to do.
Yeah.
And so we're also praying that the pastor will allow us to send a small army of volunteers, because if 3,000 people, Bob, one Sunday, it's going to be difficult to get everyone who wants to sign. But now, we have the army to do it.
Now, Doug, the show is almost over, and what we have not talked about, because we have homosexuals running the military.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
Green Berets and negligees.
Yeah.
And that a million homosexuals have died from AIDS in America since we started promoting homosexuality, and thousands from other, from drug and alcohol and murder and suicide, because it's such a destructive, dangerous, unhealthy lifestyle, because God didn't make us that way.
That's right.
So if you love your neighbor, you'll warn them.
Mm-hmm.
If people are killing their children, you love them, you warn them. So we've been focused on these issues, and the Bob and Yurt Live telethon,
the telethon
is this month, February.
I have a note.
Our goal to raise $40,000 to get subscribers, and this is urgent. Bob and Yurt Live needs to raise this money, and so far I think we've raised
$200. $220.
All right.
We've raised $220. Our goal is $40,000. So prayerfully consider, what can you do to help keep Bob and Yurt Live on the air? And folks, you can't underestimate the value of having a daily radio broadcast on a 50,000-watt powerhouse station, how that can help the personhood movement in bringing people into our orbit, in influencing people, in interviewing people who can help the movement. It's critical that we keep the broadcast on the air. The goal for the month, $40,000, that's not a lot of money. It's not a lot of money. What do we need? We need how many people need to write a check for $100? I went
400.
To public school. 400 people.
Yeah, or people could subscribe to the monthly Bible study album, $35 a month.
That's even better.
And we multiply that by 10. That's how we do it when you subscribe, so that we apply $350 toward the telethon goal. If you subscribe to get our Bible study albums, we just did the Book of Job.
Awesome.
We did forgiveness. We're doing 1 Thessalonians
right
now. You did
forgiveness?
We did forgiveness, a series on forgiveness.
Wow.
It was really fun. Man. And, Doug, we've got so many fabulous Bible studies. We've been producing these resources for 20 years. We've gone through so much of the Bible verse by verse, and this stuff is available. Also, our DVDs and our TV shows are all available for subscription,
our
sermons.
So, folks, call us at 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-8-NYART. And you can subscribe. We'll tell you all about the Bible studies, the topical videos, the DVDs, the Best of Bob. You can get it all. And if you're listening online, well, you're already at kgov.com. Go to the store and take a look at what's available. We've got a special for $100 donation. You can get any two
BEL resources.
Products. Any two resources.
That's right.
For a donation of $100.
Yeah, $100 or more. And there's somebody out there probably who could give $500. Maybe somebody can give $1,000.
If there's 40 who could give $1,000,
I don't know if there's anyone who could give more than $1,000.
Oh, there certainly is.
There are?
Yes, we've received gifts in excess of $1,000 during every telethon that I've been a part of.
Mm.
And so that person, if you're out there, if you're driving in your car, go to KGov when you get home. If you're listening online, go to the store. It's easy to make a donation. It's easy to subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
And 800-836-9278. Keep Bob on the air for another year.
Thank you, Doug McBurney. By the way, Doug, I think the audience might imagine that you get paid a lot of money to do the show.
Gobs and gobs.
This is a labor of love for Doug McBurney, for everybody here in the studio.
Amen.
Our work for personhood, the unborn, and the Lord. May God bless you.